KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. This is your host, Taylor Morgan. I want to welcome in to the show here in person, in studio, political reporter Brigham Tomko from the Deseret News. Brigham, I love your content. You do such a great job of getting to the heart of a story, but also covering all the nitty-gritty details, really informing us. I want to talk about your coverage of Spencer Cox's recent TED Talk in Vancouver. You wrote an excellent piece. Listeners, you can find this at Deseret.com. The headline is Utah Governor Spencer Cox Takes Disagree Better to the TED Talk Stage. Brigham, tell us about this talk. Did you watch it? Were you in Vancouver? Did you cover it remotely?
Well, thanks so much for having me. We were given exclusive online access to watch it live from here in the Deseret News newsroom. And this was a big deal for the governor. Utah's governor, Spencer Cox, over the last 6 or so months has been waging kind of a national campaign to spread this message of disagree better, teaching the nation's leaders and hopefully American voters as well how to have a healthier form of dialogue to kind of turn down the temperature. And this was the message that he brought to TED Talks yesterday as the only elected official there on stage.
The only elected official on the stage. How many TED Talks were given, do you know, at this conference?
Yeah, so there were about 80 speakers, and they included business leaders, artists, and academics, and he was the only sitting elected official to speak.
I think that's really significant. What was your sense of the response to his talk before we get into the talk itself?
The response was really warm and enthusiastic. There was a standing applause at the end of his remarks, and during the speech, he played a video that he actually recorded in 2020 with his opponent in the general election to run for governor, and that also got applause and shouts from the crowd. And so I think there was a warm reception for the governor there.
This is very interesting to me. I have not yet watched the TED Talk. I'm looking forward to doing that. I didn't get exclusive access through the Deseret News. So maybe we need to talk to someone about that, see if you can and help me out with that, Brigham.
We'll do it.
But I think, listeners and I, we're very familiar, I think. Anyone that covers Utah politics is no stranger to Governor Cox's message about disagree better. This is really something that is his brand. It's something that he ran on when he was first seeking the job as governor 4 years ago. It's really, I think, key to who he is and what he's done as governor. Why now, do you think, is he really getting so much attention outside of Utah for this disagree better campaign?
There's a couple of reasons. One of the main ones is since July of 2023, he has been the chair of the National Governors Association, which gives him a bigger platform and the opportunity to have a specific initiative that all of the governors in the country are supposed to kind of accompany him in promoting. And so governors across the country have joined him in producing these ads with kind of bipartisan pairings of elected officials. And another reason is because Governor Cox has gotten lots of attention for his work on social media and also finding kind of a Utah way or a middle path on contentious issues that has placed him in the pages of the New York Times and the Atlantic and things like this. And so he's kind of had a lot of headlines over the last several months.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because Governor Cox has taken some it could be argued that Governor Cox has taken some controversial, more, I don't want to say far right, but maybe more conservative positions on some hot topics recently, thinking of DEI, thinking of supporting the transgender bathroom bill that passed the legislature. He has really kind of been out ahead, right, of some of these more controversial issues. Yet throughout those debates, he has maintained this disagree better conversation. Now, I think his critics might try to say he's being disingenuous, but I think his whole point is actually really brought home by his taking positions, which could be seen as controversial by his opponents, yet throughout that process being respectful and engaging in constructive dialogue and debate. Does that track? Am I making sense? How do you see it?
Exactly. I don't think Governor Cox would say that disagreeing better means moderating one's policy stances or abandoning one's principles. But what it does mean, like you said, is throughout the process of legislating or negotiating or talking with people on the other side that you are respectful and that you use civil dialogue and try to help other people understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, compromise is not a dirty word. At the same time, disagree better doesn't imply compromise. It doesn't necessarily require moderation of positions. What it does is, I think, articulating your position and having a conversation in a respectful way. I think one of the quotes from his talk that I really appreciated was, quote, "You can't love your country if you hate half the people in it," end quote. I thought that was a really good point. It doesn't mean that, you know, we have to agree with each other or necessarily find the common ground. We can still speak to one another from our respective corners, but we can do that in a respectful way. Does that make sense? Is that his narrative, or is Governor Cox saying something different? Is he saying that we need to maybe come to the middle on some of these issues?
No, you hit the nail on the head. It has more to do with how we perceive the other side and less to do with our political ideology. And so at the end of his TED talk, he said that this call to action that he's making is actually a call to love our enemies, kind of makes a reference to scripture there, and said if we really want to change the world, we have to start by changing our own hearts. And so he thinks that at the individual level, we can start to make a change in the, you know, the political environment in the country.
I think the political battle that has raged in this country from the very beginning between essentially what has always been this two-party system, these two fundamental, you know, perspectives or worldviews, that has always been a push and pull. It's always been a battle, right? I think what perhaps has changed more recently is the tone and maybe rather the zero-sum approach, meaning that I only win when my opponent loses, right, and vice versa. But to wrap this up, Brigham, I want to really bring this home to Governor Cox's four steps. Can you walk us through those four steps that Governor Cox encouraged Americans to take in order to disagree better?
Absolutely. So Governor Cox argued that the political polarization in the country is more the product of media and politicians trying to pit us against each other and less the result of true differences between Republicans and Democrats or what have you. And so he said that to heal the divides in the country, we should spend less time with polarizing headlines that pit one side of the country against the other, like maybe on cable news or social media. And he recommends that we spend more time with people who think differently than us, ideally in person, you know, having conversations with them. And then also spending more time serving and giving back to society. And finally, attempting to develop the political virtues of humility, patience, and moderation.
Brigham, what do you think? Do you think this is good advice? I mean, as a political reporter, you probably hear all of this all the time. Just on a personal level, how did you feel about Governor Cox's talk? Is this real? Does he mean it? Is he being sincere? Or is this Disagree Better campaign just another campaign gimmick?
I'm not sure if it matters, because I think if more politicians talked this way, then automatically the rhetoric would be better and the way we perceive people on the other side of the aisle would start to shift as we use different kind of language to refer to our so-called political enemies.
Yeah, well, that is very well put. Brigham Tomko, a political reporter for the Deseret News, really appreciate you joining us in studio here at KSL at Night to walk us through Governor Cox's TED Talk. We'll have you back very soon. Thanks for all your great reporting, Brigham.
Well, thanks for having me.
Listeners, stay right here. Coming up next, we will have a conversation with Amanda Bollinger, candidate for the Utah State Board of Education. That's after the break.